Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get in the queue.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And that's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you. You got stuff you can listen to, you can read, you can watch. You can take the poll question. We got a new one right there on the homepage every week. You can watch the video. We got a new one, maybe two up every week. We got. You can subscribe to my newsletter. I hope you'll do that. We'll send that to you for free every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. You can see who's going to be on the show that week. What's the lineup? What are we going to be talking about? And those kinds of things to make sure that you know exactly when you want to tune in, which ones you want to pick up on. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. We built it for you. We update it every day for you. So, okay, I want to pick up on something that we talked about with the previous guest, Rich Pearson, with Elance. You know, one of the things that I've been talking to you about for a long time, since basically one of the original topics that I've talked to you about for over 14 years, is outsourcing. You know, outsourcing is the best thing, maybe after the PC, the personal computer, the microcomputer, the best thing that ever happened to small business. And the reason is, big businesses, 30 years ago, big businesses started downsizing, right? We know all about that. 30, 40 years ago, they started downsizing. They started making their organizations smaller. But that didn't mean that they didn't have the same jobs that needed to be done. So as they laid off, as they terminated a class of employees, first the people who mowed the yards, then the people who painted the walls, et cetera, as they started divesting themselves of a certain class of employee, the yard still needed to be mowed. The walls still need to be painted. So they started outsourcing those jobs. Guess to who? To small businesses. Exactly. So that is an external outsourcing activity for you, the small business owner. You have a lawn mowing service. You have a painting business. You have a supply management business, whatever it may be, a temp business. There are millions of niches out there that small business owners have found to serve these customers, these larger companies, and business models. How many do you know, if not yourself, of the business models are out there for small businesses, where the business model is based on being an outsource resource for a larger company? But that's an external outsourcing. Now, let's talk about internal outsourcing. Internal outsourcing is where you are now the customer. You're the big customer, and somebody else is providing services for you, because your company should not be doing things. Especially when you get to a certain size, once you get a few employees, you got a certain size, you shouldn't be doing things that are not your core competency. You should be outsourcing those things. That's what I call internal outsourcing. You should be outsourcing those things to somebody else. You shouldn't be making payroll. You should let somebody else make payroll. You shouldn't be mowing your own yard. You shouldn't have an employee mowing your yard. You should let somebody else mow your yard, paint the wall, whatever. Those literally or metaphorically. So think about that, folks. And a lot of this work, as we heard Rich talk about, Rich Pearson with Elance, as we heard him talk about in the previous segment, a lot of this work can be done online. You need somebody to help you with social media. You never have to meet that person. That person's probably across the country somewhere, but you can find them. You can find them online through organizations like Elance.com and others. DoubleClick.com is another one that I know of. And you can find these people, and they can do work for you. They can design a website. They can manage your website. They can help you with social media. making phone calls. They could be doing business development. They could be collaborating with you. They could be counseling you. Your CEO coach could be done, and you could find that person online, and you could do the work with them online. You could work with them online. So, folks, if you're a business manager, if you're a business owner, and you don't have at least one virtual relationship, and I bet you do if you think about it. You might not have thought about it. But think about these virtual relationships that are going on right now more and more every day. And you realize that not only does it work, it's productive. If you can manage it, if you can live with it, if you can deal with it. And I will tell you that if you seek out and foster a virtual relationship, you'll start liking it. You'll see the benefit of it. Now, everybody's not going to be virtual. I'm not saying we're all going to go to a virtual world. That's not what's going to happen. Humans still want high touch, as John Nesbitt told us. We'll still want high touch. I still say face-to-face is the first and the original social media. You know, I am old school in those ways. I still think we need to go calling customers face-to-face. But there's so much efficiency that can be found by virtual relationships. Think about it, folks. Work on that this year. Going to take a quick break. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Oh, how build you kingdom in that house on the hill. Looking out for love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.